Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An admission by a former trans pusher is shocking, and also a new development with a 22-year-old who has obtained a jury verdict for this medical mutilation. We're going to be talking about these issues on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I'm going to jump right in with this lawsuit. It's really interesting and a huge victory on behalf of this young woman. She's a 22-year-old woman who sued her former psychologist and plastic surgeon, alleging that they deviated from standard medical practice and informed consent in rushing her into a double mastectomy at the age of 16. This sounds like another story similar to Chloe Cole's. She had a 3-week trial and then was eventually awarded by a jury $2 million in damages. And I say, this is great for her because they have mutilated her body. She cannot fix that. It cannot be restored. And obviously there's been some manipulation because she was a young, troubled woman, kept changing her name, and had some psychological issues. And so instead of getting to the root cause, they just went in and said, okay, you need to change your so-called sex.
Yes, this is an amazing development. Fox Varian, 22 now, but 16 at the time, she now has the first lawsuit that's successful, that's actually gone to a jury that holds these doctors who mutilated her accountable. This is the beginning of the end for these doctors. I have said, Holly, and we have said before, they need to be careful. They need to be aware that these people that are prescribing puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries, amputating healthy body parts, particularly on minors, you better start making sure that you put aside a lot of money because you're going to get sued. This is coming back, and this is the very first case. It's exciting to see this happen, actually, to get justice for these young people who are lied to by these people who are making money.
Absolutely. And the whole point is that they want to make money. They don't care about these kids, obviously. And in this particular lawsuit, the jury assigned 70% of the blame to the psychologist and 30% of the blame to the plastic surgeon. So it's going to cost them a few pennies. And she's getting, $1.6 million for past and future suffering and $400,000 for future medical expenses. Because it's like, as Chloe Cole says, you know, they take off your breast, but then they leave you deal with it. She still has leaking.
She still has all kinds of issues.
And they don't want anything to do with you because they've gotten their money and run.
And for them then to treat you, a patient that is now mutilated, that interferes with their overall business and their ideology.
And they know they're wrong.
So psychologist Kenneth Einhorn is the one who is a defendant in this case, and surgeon Simon Chin. They were both held responsible in the Westchester County Supreme Court in White Plains for ignoring standards of care and procedural guardrails by pressuring the minor into addressing gender dysphoria with permanent surgery, according to the jury. That's what they decided.
Yeah.
Now, the mom was originally against this kind of surgery for her daughter, but she was told by the psychologist and by the others, you know, if you don't do this, you're going to have a dead daughter. That's exactly what Chloe Cole's mom was told as well. You better listen to us, because if you don't address this through drugs and surgery, Chloe is going to commit suicide. But if you actually do what we say, give her the puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, we'll amputate her breast, et cetera, then she'll live. She'll be a boy, but she'll live. Now, obviously, you can't change from male to female, but that's the lie that they actually say. And so, you know, the lawyers for Fox Varian pointed the finger at Einhorn, That's the psychologist saying he drove the train and he was putting the idea in Fox's head that she needed to change her gender with surgery. Well, the accountability has finally come to pass.
But I mean, listen to this. When she was on trial, the jurors heard her story as a 15-year-old girl who began to question her female identity, which is not very, it's not totally unusual with girls going through, you know, hormones and all that. So then she changed her name from Isabella to Gabriel, then again to Rowan. She cut her hair short. She began binding her breast, and she told people that she was quote unquote transgender. All this happened in a space of 2 months, and only 11 months after all this started, she received a double mastectomy in December 2019 at the age of 16.
Less than a year.
Yes.
They amputate her healthy breast. You know, you might, why don't you amputate a healthy arm? Mm-hmm. So, because actually there are mental disorders where somebody says, you know what, I'm a disabled person inhabiting an abled body. I should not have this arm. And believe it or not, there are some stories where that has actually happened.
You know, and my heart grieves for her because she cannot go back and change.
No.
But I pray that, you know, she comes to know the Lord, she finds answers. But this case has set a precedent that hopefully they won't be so quick to go in there and start chopping off people's parts.
Well, Jamie Reed, she was a case manager. This is in a different situation. And she was part of facilitating the chemical and surgical mutilation of more than 1,500 children at St. Louis Children's Hospital in Missouri before her conscience forced her to blow the whistle on the gender transition industry.
And you know, they didn't provide, and a lot of these so-called gender clinics don't provide counseling. They just say, here, okay, it's like the assembly line. Here are your puberty blockers. Here's this. Here's the surgery. You know, and some of these kids come out and go, you know what? I really like my breast back. They don't have a chance to even think about what's going on.
They don't, no. So not only is the industry blatantly committing insurance fraud while willfully deceiving parents and children, they also are taking advantage of mentally ill children just to make a profit, Reed says. Now, Reed also says she became a whistleblower, and she said that the trans medicine industry is actually committing fraud and is harming children. And this is what she said personally. She said, quote, I hurt kids. That's what Reed admitted in a recent panel on gender-affirming, so-called gender-affirming care. She said, quote, I participated in an industry based on fraud, deception, and in layman's terms, we were running a racket.
And see, that was the key word she recognized. It's an industry.
We, she said, were harming disabled children. Reed admits explaining that the patients had significant physical and mental health issues, many even meeting the criteria for medically disabled or a medical disability. Quote, she says, these comorbidities include but are not limited to autism, spectrum disorders, anxiety, depression, borderline personality disorders, eating disorders, self-harming behaviors, somatization disorders, which is kind of like a body image issue, learning disabilities, ADHD, and significant trauma histories. But instead of treating these disorders, the clinic ignored them and instead rushed these patients into irreversible chemical poisons and mutilating surgeries. Not a single patient was denied. One young adult's intellectual function was so impaired that they could not identify to Jamie Reed where they lived or explain what type of identification they possessed. Eating, they had all kinds of things. You know, Reed says, she says multiple staff members expressed concern about their ability to consent to any medical procedure, but the clinic rushed the patient down the road to, quote, transitioning, close quote, anyway.
Because it's a $1 billion industry.
Yeah, the patient even
they're making money.
Stated that they desired to have biological children, yet they were preached a treatment that would eventually render them sterile for life. That's what they were prescribed. We as clinicians, Reed says, in the gender industry, openly stated, it doesn't matter if patients even meet the diagnostic criteria, we did not care. If patients had gender dysphoria, we did not care. If a patient said they were trans, then they were trans. This is the kind of nonsense, and this is what's happening. A day of reckoning is coming, and so this case with Fox Varian is a watershed moment where this is the first jury. It's kind of like what happened with the tobacco industry. Lots of different lawsuits. Finally, they finally won, and boom, the tobacco industry was held accountable. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.